You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Michael Austin of the Hoover Institution. Michael's book has been my guide to these Asia matters, these many years. The most recent, Asia's New Geopolitics, Essays on Reshaping the Indo-Pacific. In light of the NATO confrontation language with China and Russia, in light of the Hong Kong collapse of comity these last months, in light of the ongoing questions about genocide in Xinjiang, the Quad is a response. But it's about the Indo-Pacific, and the members of the Quad also have separate approaches to China. We've discussed India, and they're at military standoff in the Himalayas. Now Australia, Michael. Australia, most recently, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, was in the G7 meeting, and I believe he signed a bilateral, I think that's the famous word, with the UK. Good for them. It involves young people from Britain going to Australia to work and not have restrictions as they've had in the past. But Australia, selling all these resources to China, is now routinely condemned by the Global Times and by the Chinese Communist Party. Are we, in involving ourselves with the Quad, getting drawn into these local feuds, or is the Australia matter a matter for the Quad to settle?
Well, I think Australia, John, is a matter for the global community to recognize what China's doing, which very simply is waging economic war. It has been attempting to cripple Australia through restrictions on exports and slowing down exports. Of course, the Australian economy is dependent on China for taking its exports. This is because Australia has been steadfast in calling for independent investigations into the coronavirus pandemic that began in Wuhan and these days clearly seems to have emanated from the Wuhan Virological Institute and the laboratory there. It has passed laws that have tried relatively successfully, it seems, to kick Chinese money out of domestic politics. And Australia has been at the forefront of really opposing China's attempts to change territorial boundaries in Asia, you know, in the South China Sea and other places unilaterally. So the result has been a campaign, a very consciously designed campaign in Beijing to try to cripple the Australian economy. What this should cause is the alarm bells to be going off in capitals around the world, not because all of this is new, China has done this before, but because it shows the degree to which Beijing is willing to punish over an extended period of time any nation that tries to stand up to it. One thing I think that we should be having is an economic Article 5. You know, when we have these treaties between nations, the defense treaties such as we have with NATO or Japan or Israel, like we have something called an Article 5, which is mutual self-defense if one or the other nation is attacked. Well, Australia is being attacked economically, and we should have an economic Article 5 where we and whatever other nations who have signed up to it agree to step in and offset whatever economic harm is being caused to Australia in this particular case. So if China has blocked exports of Australian beef to the tune of several hundred million dollars, which it has, then we should be stepping in to buy that beef and make sure that Australia doesn't suffer from it. And if you do that, not just for Australia, but for other countries, then you take the sting out of China's economic bullying, its economic aggression. And economic warfare becomes a no longer valuable part of its foreign policy apparatus. So when we think about the Quad, we think about EU, we think about G7 or whomever it is in relation to the spat between China and Australia, what we really have to recognize is that these are templates for China to do this to other nations. And of course, it has done that. It has threatened other countries. It threatened Bangladesh with getting involved with any Quad activities, including vaccine diplomacy. Of course, it's threatened Britain over its attempts to lock out Huawei from its 5G. The world needs now to come up with these new tools, such as an economic Article 5 in this particular case because of what Australia is suffering, in order to counter and blunt Chinese aggression. And the Quad can certainly, given the economies of these countries, particularly Japan and the United States, but also India, can play a significant role in the Indo-Pacific, but even beyond that.
Michael, quickly, Japan. The Olympics are a struggle, whether they'll be attended, whether they'll exist because of the pandemic. But Mr. Suga was at the G7 meeting. Is Japan, as a member of the Quad, prepared to back up India, back up Australia as it faces off with China? We have a couple of minutes.
It's a great question, John. Certainly, Japan does far more today than it did in the past, and a lot of that goes to former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and in fact, some of his predecessors who've rebuilt the military. They've continued modernization and expanding it. They've deepened relations with the United States. They have gone forward. Shinzo Abe went forward on the Trans-Pacific Partnership without the United States. So Japan is doing a great deal more. It has very good relations throughout Southeast Asia and the like. When you talk about the question of countering China and opposing China in any type of military sense, everybody gets cold feet, even the United States. And so the more that you make the Quad a going concern, the more that you make it an active group of countries that work together, then I think it becomes easier to call on any one of those countries to fill in pieces of the puzzle, whether it's information sharing, helping train coast guards, doing the economic Article 5, as I mentioned. And as they gain the confidence of working together and realizing that they're not alone, that they're not isolated in the face of China, then I think they are going to be willing to step up and do more. And we should take heart from Australia, which has not backed down despite the economic pain that it's been receiving because of China, and also from Japan, which has consistently maintained its policies to build up its military. So I think that Japan, like these other countries, which are significant but still smaller than China and the United States, need to be enmeshed in a group effort. And if you can do that, then I think you'll see the confidence and I think you'll see the innovativeness to come up with ways to counter Chinese aggression.
We just have a minute, Michael, and we must mention Taiwan. Is Taiwan something, a country that can be integrated into the Quad Plus, as you say? We have about a minute.
I think we should certainly try. I give a lot of credit to the Biden administration for continuing the support for Taiwan that the Trump administration really started. Taiwan did amazingly during the coronavirus epidemic, but it has real problems. It has problems in terms of its defense forces. This is a country that we should be giving all aid to, and I think some type of role within the Quad or some type of role with the Quad, maybe not in the Quad, but with the Quad, is necessary and needed, and again, will help normalize the idea of Taiwan playing a larger global role, both in its own region and beyond.
Michael Austin of the Hoover Institution. The most recent book is Asia's New Geopolitics, Essays on Reshaping the Indo-Pacific. That's the Quad, is the Indo-Pacific. India, Australia, Japan, and the United States, front line. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.